Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Welcome back on a Misery Monday, brought to you by Chinigo Mios, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. Commanders lose their opener against Tampa 37-20. I don't think it was really that close. Commanders scored
late. Yeah.
Late.
That was stat padding on
basically
that last drive.
Basically a prevent defense type drive. Yeah.
That was stat padding, unlike what Isaiah Likely did in the Ravens game. Not okay. Stat padding.
Yes.
That was clearly stat padding yesterday.
But we wanted to grade Jaden Daniels.
Grading Jaden.
That's what we're going to do every Monday after a Sunday game, every Tuesday after a Monday night game. Grading Jaden. I'll lead off. Look, we don't know if it's Kingsbury's offense, if receivers were open downfield. We know that they don't have great playmakers on offense. So the passing game, it's almost incomplete. Obviously, he can run, and he ran for 88 yards and found the end zone twice. I'll give him a B- for week one. It was arguably the best of the rookie performances. Mm-hmm. Caleb Williams did have a pass, which should have been a touchdown pass. Keenan Allen dropped in the end zone. He didn't commit any turnovers. But if you actually stacked the rookies, you know, I don't think it was unexpected for Jaden to come out slow on the road against Tampa.
I'll give him a B minus. I'll give him a B.
You're gonna give him a B.
I can see why you're saying B minus, but he was the only reason they really scored. And I give him an A plus on running the ball.
Oh yeah, because
he ran for almost 90 yards and two scores.
Yeah,
the passing numbers, I can't really dive into that because a lot of that was dump offs to Eckler and to Robinson and to Ertz, and they weren't throwing downfield. And then
Eckler was the leading receiver with four catches.
Correct. And then obviously that last drive was all stat padding. So I can't get into the passing numbers, mm-hmm. but you can see where the weaponry is. It's his legs.
Yes.
Now, you don't want him running the ball 16 times.
No, of course not.
He took some big hits. And if he's going to run the ball, you know, 13 to 16 times a week, he's going to be out. But that was the reason they scored, because he's so explosive when he gets out of the pocket.
I'll also give him a B. I mean, the 184 yards passing, I feel like that's also an incomplete, just because the wide receivers especially didn't do much. But he had more passing yards than Dak, than Kyler, than Trevor Lawrence, than Kirk Cousins, Justin Herbert, all established quarterbacks in the league. To do that as a rookie and add 88 rushing yards and find the end zone twice for a rookie debut, that's a B. Mm. I grade rookie debuts on a curve. Might be a B plus.
Mm. Wow, that's generous.
I'm not sure about B plus.
They lost 37-20.
No, you're asking. I'm not talking about the result. You're getting mixed up. You're asking me to grade.
I think results
play.
Part of it.
Grade Jaden's play.
Yeah,
his play, B to a B plus.
I thought he was super exciting to watch. Didn't really do anything passing-wise, but I'm not concerned. I don't think there's some fatal flaw in Jaden. Rushing the football was an A. Managing the game, I saw A. Just executing anything downfield, F. You know, completing checkdowns, B plus, whatever. I give him a solid B overall, but I think he's a budding superstar. But you know, he didn't distinguish himself passing yesterday. Wasn't able to, but I have no concerns about his ability to pass the football. So I thought he was the only bright spot, the only real bright spot. I thought Eckler was a bright spot. I was stunned they didn't use him more. Stunned.
Yeah, it's really almost like they waited. It's almost like they waited to put him in there until a lot in the second quarter and then in the second half.
I mean, you know how sometimes I've seen
it a million
times.
Who knows what the game plan
sometimes
was.
Sometimes games just kind of spiral. I mean, he got off to a horrific start. The dumb first play, blame Jaden. But, you know, nerves or whatever. The dumb first play, just, you know, you're three and out your first series. You're on your heels. You're like second and 30 or whatever. I mean, it just kind of snowballed. Game sucked.
He doesn't have much talent around him. I'm going to repeat myself. Under-talented team. You got excited about Brian Robinson's preseason, and I was like, why? I didn't understand.
I thought he
it.
Ran the ball really well. But
this
let's
is
see.
Typical
you
Brian Robinson.
I agree. You're going to write him off? I think he's going to be pretty good.
I think he's going to be an okay guy.
I think he's going to have his best year.
He's a Jag.
I know I'm winning the
he's gonna have his best year
against Eckler.
Huh?
I know I'm winning the carries bet against Eckler.
Probably, unless they wake up
probably.
And realize.
He's already got a 10-carry lead.
I get it.
Right,
but
they got to look at
the mirror.
He only
ran
and go,
for 40.
Hey,
he's only 30 yards ahead, Cakes.
Understood. But yeah. I think I win that in a landslide.
You probably Eckler's better.
I put it this
they
way.
Got to look a lot better this week against a bad football team.
Absolutely.
Passing the ball.
You got to remember.
Totally agree.
Even
Sam Darnold looked good against the Giants.
Yeah, I mean,
secondary.
That was ridiculous.
It was the first time the starters played together for four quarters. The preseason's so weird.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
I expected them to play better.
I kept saying you can't buy into what they did in the preseason. You didn't see anything.
Sure. I expect them to play better. I don't know how they could play much worse. I expect them to play better. Now, I don't know if the corners will play better. I don't know.
They're
going to play better because they're facing Daniel Jones and not Baker Mayfield.
They're also facing Malik Neighbors. And
okay.
He didn't do much in week one.
But I'd rather
but
face.
He could in week two.
I'd rather face Malik Neighbors.
Secondary.
I'd rather face Malik Neighbors with Daniel Jones at quarterback than Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans and the rest of those
agreed,
guys.
But that doesn't mean he's. Wandale Robinson was targeted 12 times and had 6 grabs. Like, he could do worse.
As I said this last week,
too.
And it's week one. You don't want to overreact, but Baker Mayfield had a really good year last year, mm-hmm. and he's been roller coaster in his career.
They gave him $100 million.
However, I think he could continue where he was, pick up where he left off, and I said, be a Kirk Cousins-like player in the league. And I got
Look, I want to see what he does against a team that doesn't have the world's worst defense.
Very fair.
When he goes on the road, if he does that, or something close to that on the road against the Lions next week, yeah. I do this. I tip my cap.
But remember, I told you last week, if you look at him in the playoffs last year, two games in the playoffs, it's both fine. Over 300 yards, five touchdowns,
I'm not
just
to
two picks.
Anoint Baker Mayfield just because he
I'm not saying he's great. Hold on. I'm saying he may be
on your love of Baker. We're evaluating Jaden here.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, so we already gave our grades.
Okay, but now I want to go to the calls. Let's go to Marcus in College Park. Marcus, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
I would give Jaden a solid B as well. What's largely being ignored is he created no turnovers in that game
Absolutely.
Yesterday. He did have that fumble on that ferocious sack, mm-hmm. but he was not a cause of why they lost. And then, you know, speaking of halftime adjustments, I noticed that it was curious that Coach Quinn was wearing his hat going with the bill facing the right way.
He did a little superstition thing. Yeah.
Then the extent of their halftime adjustments was he turned his hat back on backwards.
Yeah.
So
maybe
let's not accuse him of not doing anything at halftime. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Marcus. Appreciate it, buddy. I do think that, and the announcers made a point of it, saying that Cliff wanted to break Jaden in slowly. So there's a 5% of me that's thinking, okay, maybe it was just a super conservative game plan for week one, but the offensive philosophy overall, I didn't see it.
By the way, speaking of the commentators,
anything super creative from that offense?
Did you guys think that Moose Johnson was especially terrible doing color yesterday?
I thought it was boring on at least two
occasions. One, I think it was Jaden got hit on the side of the helmet.
Yeah,
helmet to helmet, and he's trying to downplay like, oh, well, I think it was Winfield. Oh, he didn't lead with the crown. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't that violent. Well, hit him helmet to helmet. Guy's helmet pops off. That was one. And then late in the game, Eckler gets clearly face masked, doesn't get called by the ref for whatever reason. And then they show the replay, and Johnson is talking about, while they're showing Eckler getting face masked, he's talking about, well, there's a clear hold by Sam Cosmi here. Doesn't even reference the face mask on Eckler. He was driving me crazy.
He's anti.
He was driving me.
He's a cowboy. He hates Washington.
Crazy.
I heard Brady got bad reviews.
I didn't see
any of him.
I didn't see any.
Told you he's boring.
Did you see it? Were you watching any of that?
At the end, they went to the game at the end.
I don't even know what game he
things.
Called.
I didn't
he
see
was
any
boring, and I guess I didn't pay attention because I don't give an F about Tom Brady. But is his partner Kevin Burkhart?
Yeah.
I think that was my opinion at the time. He's a fine broadcaster. He doesn't have the gravitas of like a number one guy.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that was boring and boringer.
Well,
really?
Fox is paying $37 million or something for that bore fest.
Yeah, I mean, Burkhart is
good.
A pro.
I think he's
but
good.
I don't think he has the gravitas of like an Al Michaels or like a.
Oh, maybe like a Pat Summerall.
Yeah, like an elite.
Jim Nance.
Yeah, to me, he's like.
All right, well, those are Hall
guy.
Of Famers. I mean.
Okay,
on.
Well, you're paying a guy $50 million a year to be a stud. He's there, your number one team. That's who you're trotting out. Average Joe, a Jag.
I don't think he's average. I think he's pretty good.
He's a pro, but I don't think he's a star.
800-636-1067 is the number. We'll be taking your calls throughout the show. But next, we'll talk to ESPN.com insider who covers the Commanders, John Keim, here on the Junkies.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.